Welcome to the Prickly Couch podcast, where three mujeres have real conversations. We'll share our stories and talk about wellness, familias, work, and everything in between in our experiences as Latina women.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Prickly Couch. We are excited that you're here with us for a new moment. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Today, we have an offering to breathe together as a community, to slow down, to pause, maybe to reset a little bit. So this offering is for us really to ground in collective, given everything that has been happening in, well, we're located in Texas, but we know this is happening everywhere. We know that there's been a lot of violence targeting our communities, our spaces, and with that comes pain and stress and trauma. And so take this as an offering if you feel like this can be helpful for you. And at the end of the episode, I'll remind us of where you can connect with us. To this episode, we will have a handout linked with additional things that you can do to take care of yourself when we can't really change the situation we're in actively and immediately. When things are difficult. And so if this feels like it's fitting right now, just take the time to listen. It will be brief. And we'll be back next week with a different offering and content to talk more about neuroaffirmative care. We'll continue our series in a couple of weeks. For now, we'll pause, we'll reset, and I hope that this offering is helpful. So right now, I want us to start taking a deep breath. And get yourself in a comfortable position. Allow yourself to sit on the ground, sit on a chair, lay down. Whatever feels comfortable to you right now. You can allow yourself to keep your eyes open or close them. If you keep them open, soften your gaze. And rest your gaze in a place that feels comfortable in the room. And we'll start by taking slow, deep breaths, breathing in fully and exhaling fully. Breathe in through your nose. And you can breathe out through your nose or mouth. And let's keep this going until you find your natural rhythm. And just bring your attention to each breath as it comes into your body. And as it leaves. When you're breathing in, notice your lungs expanding. When you're breathing out, notice the air leaving your nose or your mouth. And you can start noticing how different the sensations are. Breathing in and out. Notice as tension builds in your chest when you breathe in. And the sensation of letting go as you breathe out. If you're distracted by any sounds in the room, by anything that is going on around you, allow yourself to just notice and then bring the attention back to your breathing. We're not trying to change our breath, just allowing ourselves to breathe as we do. Just here to observe ourselves breathing in and out. If your mind wanders, if you are thinking about the things they have to do next, different problems or stressors come to mind, just notice that. You don't have to engage with the thoughts right now. There is nothing right now to solve. There is nothing right now to do but be here. Just bring your attention back to your breath. And just note that you can use your breath as an anchor anytime to come back to yourself when you're distracted or when thoughts come in. As you breathe in, notice a gentle rise of your stomach or your chest. And then relaxing, letting go, letting out a breath. You might notice different body sensations as we're sitting here. Tension, numbness, pain. Itching, twitching. You might notice feelings coming up. Sadness, anger, shame, joy. You don't have to change any of this. You can just notice it. We don't have to push it away. We don't have to engage with it. We can simply come back to our breath and allow ourselves to continue to breathe in and breathe out. All the way in and all the way out. Allow yourself with every exhale to sink into that feeling, letting go, or even relaxation. This time you can start moving your body a little bit. You can roll your head one way and then the other. You can wiggle your fingers and toes. You can rock back and forth or side to side. You can open your mouth. Start bringing some attention to the present moment in a different way. Getting ready to close this exercise. this time you can set an intention for the day. Or maybe for the next moment. You are here. All is well. You're safe. Take the deepest breath you've taken in this moment and let go. When you're ready, you can open your eyes if you have them closed. You can blink if you've been gazing at a point in your room. And come back to this moment, to this room. I'm grateful you're here and that you decided to engage with this exercise. As I said before, we'll link a handout with other exercises like this one that you can use when things get hard, when we cannot change a situation immediately, or maybe we don't have the power to change a situation and its fullness. So this is a few offerings just to know that there are things that can allow us to go through these moments that are really difficult. And take care of ourselves as much as we can. We will continue with our neuroaffirmative series in the next couple of weeks. And Karen will be back. And Josie will be back to talk to us about neuroaffirmative parenting. And Karen will provide us some updates with how things are going for her. So you can wait for the next episode where you get to hear a little bit from our other hosts. In the meantime, please remember that you can engage with us through social media, in Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Prickly Therapy. You can also find us on our website, PrickleyBearTherapy.com. And now that we have our blog, you can also leave comments in there. We're grateful for you, and we will see you again in the next episode of the Prickly Couch. See you soon.